Hey, welcome back to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12. I'm focused on classroom management, but specifically de-escalation. You know, removing the temperature from what's going on. You got a confrontation happening or you're involved in a confrontation. How do I bring it from way up on high to down here, nice and calm? Well, I go through my top 10 keys to de-escalation, and number one is someone has to be the adult.
They're not here for us. We're here for them. That's what it's about. Kids.
Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is all about assisting classroom teachers and school administrators to overcome the many walls or barriers that kids face. Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 is focused on helping you help kids achieve their dreams. As a note, I hope that you will stop by Stitcher or iTunes and leave me a star rating and a comment. That helps the show get noticed by more people. Thanks for listening and joining me week after week.
Welcome to the Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12 podcast, bringing you ideas and resources for K-12 classrooms, schools, and school districts. Hosted by Steve Mileto. And now, here's Steve with this week's show.
Hey, today I'm talking about classroom management, specifically de-escalation. And I've got my top 10 keys to de-escalation. So here we go. Number one is someone has to be the adult. Number two, lower the temperature. Number three, watch your tone. Number four, be aware of your hands. I'll get to that one. Number five, choose your words carefully. Number six, don't make them look at you. Number seven, is it necessary to talk right now? Number eight, remove the audience. Number nine, don't talk down. Actually, move so you don't hover over them. Number 10, do not threaten. If you work in a school, at some point you're going to have to deal with confrontation. Issues arise that are either between students or between the student and the teacher or administrator, or even any of the adults in the school, from parents to teacher to administrator, teacher to teacher, administrator to administrator. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them. You get the picture, right? It is possible that you will be involved in a situation that if you stop and listen to your brain, you can figure out how to remove the heat. You know, lower the temperature, de-escalate the situation. Now there's that word, de-escalate. Think about it. What does that word mean to you? De-escalate. Well, is there a possibility of the opposite? Escalate? Can you escalate a situation? You bet you can. So we're trying to figure out different ways to remove the heat, to take it from way up here and bring it down here. So let's talk about this. So if we can increase the heat, then why can't we reduce the heat? How? Glad you asked. Before we get into my top 10 ways to de-escalate, there is one very important ingredient, and that is you. Yeah, you. Hello. Hello. You. You have to remain calm. That is the key ingredient to all of this. Your adrenaline's going to start flowing, your brain is going to kick in, and your brain is going to give you some bad advice a lot of times. Heated events, fights, disagreements, yelling, posturing, name-calling. I can feel it now. My adrenaline, my blood, you know, it's just boom, 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 boom. My heart is pounding, my blood is boiling, and my temperature is rising because I am here to find out what's going on. I'm sure you have that. I'm sure you have some picture in mind. The biggest problem when the temperature is turned up is that sometimes our brains don't really engage with the real world. Instead, our fantasy brain kicks in and gives us bad advice. You know, for example, if they are yelling, then you must yell. Really? Have you seen this? How about the fantasy brain kicks in and says, "You are here to save the day." You know, Mighty Mouse is on his way. Mighty Mouse is here to save the day. Or, You know, that's the Lone Ranger, man. Or how about Batman and Superman? To the rescue. Okay, Wonder Woman too. You know, to the rescue. All right, fine. Aquaman, whoever. Spider-Man, Captain America, Iron Man, whatever. You know, if you think that you are in complete control of it and you arrive and that they should just stop because you are here to save the day, you're probably going to turn the heat way up and we're going to have a problem. So let's create a scenario. You are happily walking to your school mailbox, dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum-de-dum, and you hear a commotion. As you come around the corner, you see and hear two young ladies. Let's make them 17 or so. But just know that this works with, this can happen with any age. And they are arguing with each other about something. You are the only one in the hall and in proximity, and you do not have a radio. What do? Well, here are four choices. A, turn and walk away. B, yell at them to stop. C, approach and attempt to engage them in conversation with you. Or D, grab them both by the arms and lead them to the office. You will come to me now. Hopefully you didn't say A. Remember that was turn and walk away? Although I've seen some adults do something like this. I see nothing. I know nothing. Let's stay away from creating an altercation, which is where D is going. Remember, that was grab them both by the arms and lead them to the office. No. Not a good idea to grab them. You're liable to get hit. You're liable to get into a different type of conversation now, or confrontation. You're liable to end up being the focus of it now by both of them. You grabbed my arm. You touched me. You... Oh! Fill in the blank. Part of the brain is going to advise you that you had better yell louder so that you can get their attention. Hey, you two, Ginger, Marianne, enough! Stop it now! Yeah, this is poor choice because you are turning up the heat. So let's look at C. Good morning, ladies. If you know their names, way better. Ginger, Marianne. Say it with confidence. Ginger, Marianne. And come into their eyesight. Don't run, by the way. We'll talk about that in just a second. If they are not hitting, that requires other interventions. So if they are hitting each other, we'll talk about that another time. But right now, these are just arguments. Good morning, ladies. Ginger. Marianne. Hello. Come into their eyesight. Hey, what's going on? Let them see and know that there is an adult present. Not by yelling or threatening, by simply saying, hey, what's going on? Blah, 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 blah. Be ready and then say, well, let's see if we can go into this classroom or office. Okay, come on. And notice the voice I'm using. Don't yell. Don't get loud. Don't get intense. Don't talk fast. You want to get them to come with you. Come on, ladies. Let's not do this here, all right? Let's go talk someplace, all right? We can work through this. We can find out what's going on. You have a chance to talk to me or somebody about what's going on. But come on, right now, let's just stop talking, okay? And let's go over here. What you want to do is move them toward more adults. You need some assistance in case something were to spark anger. You know, enough to hit. While you are walking, don't make demands. Don't make them talk to you. Ask them to wait until we can get out of the halls. You know, what's funny is that they're going to want to try and talk to you because they're afraid that you're not going to listen to them. Or they're afraid that the other one's going to get your attention before they do, before she does. So just tell them, no, let's not talk out here because there's too many people, there's too many kids going to get in your business. Let's not do that, all right? Let's go up here and we'll get you a chance to talk. You'll be surprised how many of them, they'll stop talking and they will walk with you. Now, you have to walk between them, by the way. Don't walk in front of them. Don't walk behind them. Walk between them. Keep them on either side of you. So if it were suddenly to turn into something else, you are right there. Wow, you just witnessed de-escalation. Let's break this apart for a minute. Approach them by walking brusquely, not by running up. If you run up, you know, you may be thought of as a threat and you want to remove threats. A kid could see the running and assume that you are a friend of the other kid getting ready to blindside her. So she takes a swing at a 40-year-old, not realizing that you are not a threat. So approach by walking brusquely so that you quickly come into their eyesight. You don't want to grab them. You don't really want to run up. Now, if it's a fight, that's totally different. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a verbal altercation. You want to use calming words, not threats, and definitely no yelling. Listen to the tone of my voice. It's calm. You want to try and use calm, even though forceful, tones. Ladies, Ginger, Marianne, come on. All right, ladies, come on. Let's stop. Calm down. And I want you to go with me. Blah, 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 blah. No. Let's go with me. All right. See, keep your voice calm. Remove them from the audience and say it to them. Hey, let's leave out of here. We don't need all these people around us. Your adrenaline will be rushing, so try to put it in its place. You want to remove them from the audience. If you know them, use informal words and their names. Ginger, Marianne, come on. Come on. Now, I'm not yelling, am I? No, I'm not. That's right. Yeah, they'll even recognize that you're not yelling at them. That's right, I'm not yelling at you. So let's not yell. Ah, good. All right, so let's go up here. You know, as a principal, I would say things like this. This was part of my persona, by the way. Hey, ladies, Ginger, Marianne, hey, we can go to the office and sort this out, can't we? Blah, 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 blah. Come on, let's keep our business away from others. Let's move away from here, and then you both can tell your stories to me. What do you think? With guys, I often would use the word dude. Hey, dudes. It's a thing that often made them look at me funny, and then come with me. Come on, dude. Really? Dude. And it's just funny. I only had one kid ever get mad at me and say, don't call me dude. And I'd look at him and say, okay, man. And he just kind of shook his head. And he came with me anyway. Remember, you're not trying to solve it in the hall. You're trying to reduce the temperature. That is so key. You are not trying to solve whatever was going on in the hallway. You are trying to reduce the temperature and remove them from the hallway. You're trying to remove them from the audience. You're trying to bring it to a place where you can get them to talk about what's going on. Sometimes our brains tell us that they must respect us, that we are the grand poobah of the building. Therefore, they must stop talking and bow to our presence and look me in the eye and tell me what is going on. Yeah, another time not to listen to the brain. Really? Look me in the eye. Look me in the eye. What are you going to do? Like, look me in the eye. I'm going to make you think you're a chicken. Boop. Yeah, whatever. Don't listen to the brain, because all of that sort of ego sort of thing is not good, and it's going to cause you issues. Let your ego go. Don't demand. That raises tension. Careful the words that you might use. You will stop this now. Don't do this on my hallway. What a way to act in my school. Instead, try to get them to acknowledge that there is an adult and get them to come with you. Always go toward more adults or where you have some way to get more adults. Like a room with a button that gets the front office. Don't try to be Dr. Phil because you might end up like WWF. Let's do another scenario. Never say something like this. You want to hit someone? Hit me! Okay, you asked for it! Actually, walked up to see the scenario when I was a kid in high school. The band director interceded in a fight. He pulled the big guy away from the smaller guy and yells, you want to hit someone? Hit me! And the big guy hauled back and hit him. Bang! And eventually, since he was 18 years old, was led away in cuffs. The 18-year-old, not the band director. Just not a good idea. So with all of that being said, let's go ahead and look at the top 10 ways to de-escalate. Number one, remember, someone has to be the adult. It sounds simple enough. Doesn't it? It sounds simple enough. I cannot tell you that sometimes adults forget who the adult is, and the kids are sometimes more adult than the adult is. Let me give you this scenario. Buttons pushed. Administrators go running in the hallway. I get there first, and what I see is a teacher standing, staring at a group of kids at the water fountain. And she's angry, and she says, I want them suspended. And the kids look at me, and they're like, they don't say anything. And she goes, they called me a name. And before I can say anything, because all I'm trying to do is come up into this and get the kids to come with me, because what I'm going to do is ask the teacher to write up what happened, and I'll come back and get it. But I'm going to remove the kids from the hallway. And she says, they called me a name. And the kids look at me and they go, but she called me a name. And by the way, they both use the name, and that word is not a good name. All right. And I'm like, really? And into this investigation, what happened was, it was during a break between classes. The kids were at the water fountain and they were making noise there. And she comes out and tells them to move on. And she doesn't like it because they slowly move on. So she says, move on. Move on now. And she gets closer and says, move on. And she just keeps saying it. And they look at her and say, we're moving, we're moving. And then one of them walks away. And as he's walking away, he looks at the floor and he mumbles something. And she says, what did you say? He doesn't say anything. She says, what did you say? Stop, stop right now. Look at me and tell me what you said. You said something. And he says, well, I called you a yeah, I'm not going to say the word. And she says, oh, yeah? Where you're up? Remember, somebody has to be the adult. She was proud of herself for saying that. And I'm like, wow, okay. Otherwise, all I would have had to deal with was the issue of the young men not moving along like they should have or causing some disturbance in the hallway. Instead, the teacher caused a major issue here. She escalated this. All right, so let's go on with this. If number one is remember someone has to be the adult, number two is work to lower the temperature, which means that yelling does not do this. If you yell at them, you are only keeping the temperature up. Reduce your voice. Watch your tone. You know, there's a difference between anger and, hey guys, and, you know, a not-so-angry tone, a demanding tone. You know, oh, you guys, what are you doing? You know, that's already you've decided that they're guilty of something, right? As opposed to, hey, guys, come over here a second. Yeah. Watch your tone. So number one is remember someone has to be an adult. Number two is work to lower the temperature. Number three is watch your tone. Number four is be aware of your hands. What I'm talking about here is don't point. Don't put them in the face of the kids, and definitely do not grab. Remember, we're talking about an altercation that is vocal here. We're not talking about a fight. That's a different scenario, and you need different types of work on de-escalation in order to deal with a fight. But be aware of your hands. No pointing. That often raises the temperature because they feel like you're lecturing them. Blah, 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 and you can't see me, but I'm shaking my pointer finger at them. Blah, 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 blah. Putting, you know, they might feel like you're putting your hands in their face. Really? Okay, so be aware of your hands. Number five, choose your words carefully. You're going to do what? Yeah, remove the heat, not increase it. So if number one is remember someone has to be the adult, two, work to lower the temperature, three, watch your tone, four is be aware of your hands, and number five is choose your words carefully. Number six is, don't make them look at you. Really? What are you going to do if they don't? Not a really brilliant thing to do, because all you're going to do is increase the temperature of the room by demanding that they look at you. And there's no real purpose to it, because all you're really going to see is that they're angry. And so now they're looking at you angrily. So if number one is remember someone has to be the adult, number two is work to lower the temperature, number three is watch your tone, number four is be aware of your hands, number five, choose your words carefully, number six, don't make them look at you, number seven is it necessary to talk right now? Get them away from the audience. Some way, somehow, you know, if they want to talk while you're walking, say, let's just wait till we get to my office, or let's just wait till we get to a classroom, all right? Let's keep it away from other people's attention. You'd be surprised how many of them want to do that. Well, number eight is remove the audience. If you can't remove them, then get the audience out of there. If it's a classroom and the kid doesn't want to leave, get the teacher to take the class away. I'm sure you've got an empty classroom or space you could take them to, and that's one way of dealing with that. Get the audience out of there. The best way, though, is to get them to walk with you, go down the hallway, and get them into someplace private, like an office or a classroom with no other kids in it. Number nine is don't talk down. Really. I don't mean using words that belittle it, because that's bad enough. But I mean, don't talk down. Sit down if you can. you probably heard about the situation that took place in a school not too very long ago where kid didn't want to put away cell phone, refused to get out of the seat. Police officer comes in and yanks her out of her seat. Well, unfortunately, there's so many things wrong with that scenario. Number one, didn't have to yank her out of the seat. And number two, the biggest problem was that the audience was there. There's the teacher, there's all the kids in the classroom, and they're all filming this. And was a police officer really necessary? Now, a police officer taught me what I'm about to tell you. What really should have taken place in that situation was the following. Have the teacher remove the kids from the classroom. If the kid is not threatening you, remove the police officer. You don't need the police officer. And then you as the administrator, or you as the principal, or you as that teacher that she trusts, you have an administrator take the class down. You talk to her and say, hey, come on. This is what happened. This is what's wrong. Let's go on up to the office now. And I got to tell you, it works like a charm. It works. I've had to use this. One time a button was pushed in a class. We're in a building that was built in the 60s and hallways a little narrow and stuff, but it's a ways to get different places. And administrator and I, another administrator and I, we get up there to the classroom. And there is one of our parapros who is a former NFL player. And he has the kid in the desk, and he's big. He's like 350, and he's a mighty muscle, mountain of muscle. And he's picked up the kid in the chair. You won't get out of the chair, then I'll remove you and the chair from the classroom. Hey, yeah. Saw that and said, please put the kid down. And so he puts her down in the desk in the classroom. And we have the teacher take the kids and go out of the class. And I sit down next to her and I said, I don't know what happened, but you'll get a chance to talk to me. But why don't you get your stuff and come with me? And I talked to her in a tone and in a voice just like this. I didn't make her look at me. I'm not yelling. I'm not demanding. I'm sitting in a chair next to her. And I said, come on, just get your stuff and let's go down there, all right? And I won't talk to you in the hallway because I want to give you a chance to take a deep breath and let's just go down there, all right? You'd be amazed at how quickly that lowers the temperature. Well, if number one is someone has to be the adult, number two is work to lower the temperature, number three is watch your tone, number four is be aware of your hands, number five is choose your words carefully, number six, don't make them look at you, number seven, is it necessary to talk right now, number eight, remove the audience, number nine, don't talk down, number 10 is do not threaten. You know what I'm talking about. Just wait till the administrator gets here. I'll give you Saturday school for the rest of your life. You will have detention for 3 months. I will suspend you. Any threats just make some kids realize, hey, I'm already in trouble. Might as well go all the way. And some do that. Don't threaten them. In working on controlling your brain and your responses, remember that you have to be calm. Go back to my number one key to de-escalation, which is someone has to be the adult, and that someone should be you, not the kids. Even when you are dealing with adults, remember, words will come back to haunt you. And even though you say something that you think needed to be said, it still might come back to haunt you. So work to remove the temperature. Work to remove the heat. Work to stay calm. Don't listen to that fantasy brain of yours. Don't listen to the adrenaline that's building inside of you. And also remember this. Sometimes there are some kids and adults that we just can't work with very well. And so we need some help. If you need help, get that help. I remember this one kid. His name was Kenny. By the way, names have been changed to protect the innocent. Kenny just rubbed me the wrong way. If you went into a scenario with him, he would say something that would make my blood boil. And so I would depend on one of my assistant principals, a gentleman named Tracy, who was very good at removing him from that situation and removing me because I was just making it worse. So just keep in mind that we don't know how to deal with every situation. Get help. Promise yourself to revisit this list. Put a copy of it near your desk or in your car. Just know that you will eventually get a chance to practice for real. So the more familiar you are with it, the more you've talked to yourself about this, the better you are to de-escalate, the more ready you are to de-escalate. And just remember, you make the difference. You must be the adult.
Hello, listeners. We want to remind everyone to check out all of our digital content at teachinglearningleadingk12.com. That's teachinglearningleadingk12.com. You can also find our podcast on iTunes. Just search Teaching Learning Leading K-12 in the iTunes store. Check back often for updates and new material.
Hang tight, everyone. I'm going to let go of the wall.
You have been listening to Teaching, Learning, Leading K-12, recorded in Eastman, Georgia, at the Heart of Georgia Precinct.